And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Now, the Trump administration seems to be continuing its push to protect American freedoms and values as the president signed an executive order last week that will establish a Religious Liberty Commission. The commission will be led by Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, with Dr. Ben Carson serving as vice chair. Meanwhile, the White House has ordered the University of Pennsylvania to rescind all awards won by William Thomas, you know, the swimmer pretending to be a woman while competing as a woman, stating that UPenn violated laws guaranteeing women equal opportunities in athletics. The Department of Education's orders couldn't be clearer, instructing the university to restore all records and titles to female athletes and send a letter of apology for allowing sex discrimination. That decisive action by the White House stands in stark contrast to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which last week suspended a judge after she helped an illegal immigrant evade ICE agents by directing him through a jury door to escape federal authorities. Some judges apparently believe that they're above the laws they sort of withhold. Meanwhile, the FBI is also addressing some things. They're reassigning agents who knelt with Black Lives Matter protesters during the 2020 riots that caused up to $2 billion in property damage. While the agency did decline to explain the reassignments, they do align with President Trump's promise to remove politically compromised elements from law enforcement. The images of kneeling federal agents sparked very, very, very hardcore internal backlash, with many of their colleagues viewing the gesture as politically charged and tactically dangerous. While Harvard University is still in the news, their long-awaited report on campus anti-Semitism finally acknowledged what's been painfully obvious. Jewish students are hiding their identity on campus, something the authors admitted that they couldn't have imagined would ever be the case at Harvard. The report details how activists target the very post-Holocaust social prohibition on anti-Semitism while circulating blatantly anti-Semitic cartoons. That institutionalized hostility is not surprising in a culture that lost its moral foundation a long time ago. Just like the UK Parliament, which recently conducted an embarrassing hearing on a fictional Netflix show called Adolescence, treating the show's characters like real people and its creators as policy experts. When lawmakers can't distinguish fiction from reality, should we be shocked? Especially in California, where they've learned that their Obamacare marketplace has been sending their personal health information, including pregnancy status and prescription data, to LinkedIn. LinkedIn, for over a year. You just can't make this stuff up, folks. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.